Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul France, owner of France Games. I'm an SFB Online, Dead Come Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a matter of how it joins with podcast every Thursday night starting 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call on the phone to dial 605-562-0444. Just follow the directions. Call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the Talks website at www.talkshoe.com and search for, I'd say, call ID 17702, but I'm not sure you can find us there. But what you need to do is look for upcoming shows, and you should find us there. I found myself there multiple times. Now, if you want the best online experience, where you want to go to, you want to go to twitch.tv. Yes, twitch.tv/SFUOnCall. You will find us there. You'll be able to watch me live stream live, to Twitch and be able to talk with the rest of the chat room. And of course, this lovely TalkCast gets turned up podcasts available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net. When it comes to A2B, when it comes to news this week, not much going on there. Steve Cole forgot to post this week to the web blog, so I don't know what's going on. Makes it hard to know what's going on. So no news this week. When it comes to found on the online store for this week, For the Glory of the Empire. Now, this book actually, which was produced by taking some of the old Captain's Logs stories and make them into a single book. Many years ago, I actually bought a copy of this book. It is available, if I recall correctly, it is available on Amazon. But also, of course, you can find it right there on StarfleetStore.com. And you can find it right there and buy it directly from A to B, instead of going through Amazon. And part of that book is the story for the Glory of the Empire. In the story, this is the story of what happens when a Klingon mutiny hires a Orion pirate ship to carry its agents into enemy territory. Can the pirates be trusted? Threads of War. It tells the story of Corgan, who steps into the middle of a political fire while in pursuit of an Orion pirate ship. Sounds familiar. And also another one. A flotilla commander explores the adventures of a gunboat commander out on the Klingon Zinti lines. Another one is A Plague on Their Houses. Is a story of what happens when a disgruntled crewman takes revenge upon his Klingon overlords. And finally, Fight Fire with Fire is another story of vengeance. This time, it is the Tholians who must pay. So many, many good stories. Oh, that book is only $6.95, so it's a lot cheaper than any other novel that you will find. And of course, these are all nice short stories, which is great for those of you out there in sci-fi land, because I know personally I've always liked those collections of short stories, like for the Nebula Awards and things like that. It's always cool. Moving on forward with the SFB Online tournaments, we saw the 500 BPV tournament. Justin and I still have to get together. I might have to contact him and tell him. In theory, we could have played today, but I'm glad I didn't, just because I had so much other things I wanted to get done today. For those who don't know, today is Juneteenth. So I had off of work, so I could have, in theory, played. When it comes to the Sapphire Star 19 tournament, signups are still open for that. And also, Steve Cole is looking for a judge in that tournament and all future tournaments. He's taking resumes and asking for, why should I hire you? That kind of thing. Moving on over and forward, when it comes to the library, library report for this week had many volume SSDs which have been corrected and then posted, uploaded. Also, the Zinti CA has been corrected. Also, some hydrants also have been corrected in the library. So if you're waiting for some corrections there, they're now there. I know I still have to post some for R4T and the general units. Those are two things I still have to go through. I didn't have time to stay because, as I said, I had many things to do, and that wasn't top priority when it comes to other things when I'm going on vacation and so forth in the near future. And when it comes to FedCom, there's no progress there. So with that, that is the news for this week. And it's me, I said, one of all Paul Fangs, wiggling you, the star of the universe, on call. And tonight, we've got me, of course. We got Doug. Say hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
It's a rocking. Actually, his name is Doug. And that's it for this evening. No Jeff, no Gary. Which is okay. I definitely enjoy having them on. Actually, that's one thing. Just really quick update on that, which is I've definitely have decided to move off of TalkShoe when it comes to a streaming platform. I'm not sure. I'm going to try to get things up to date when it comes to the podcast feed and having it streamed from that. I'm going to see possibly if I can use them as a podcasting platform, i.e. I just upload the podcast to them and see if I can go that way. If I have to, I will change the feed to be my own personal feed and go that way, because this whole thing with the way the feed is working, it just does not work for me. I need it to be upload it, you get it done, and I shouldn't have to interact with support every single time I need my episodes to be made available. So, okay.
Maybe support is lonely.
That is possible. I'm hoping that's not why I have to keep doing it. But anyhow. So I just need to contact Jeff and Gary to make sure, the platform I'm the way I'm planning on doing it, it's good for them. Because I don't want to lose them if I don't have to. Though, Jeff and Gary barely call in these days. Every once in a while Gary does call in. Jeff has been less and less and less because I'm sure he's just busy, and having internet where he actually is probably a very, very challenge, much of a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So, on that note, the actual first topic for this evening is, why should I let you be a judge? Basically. For those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that one of the things that's been going on with ADB is that Steve Petrick is no longer able to judge. He has been in and out of the hospital as of last time I heard, which was something last week. He was in the VA hospital and they were doing dialysis treatment on him. So, and Steve Cole basically did announce that, he won't be judging anymore. And because if there's any brain cells that are active and can help ADB, he wants them focused on helping ADB on producing products. Totally valid. Totally 100% valid. And I wish Steve Petrick the best of luck and good health. Him and the two Steves are getting up there in age. So,
oh yeah.
And we're not going to be talking about that. The only thing you guys need to know when it comes to that situation, I've already actually discussed it with Steve Cole. And if he would happen to go on to the next world, that we will be fine. SFB Online will be fine. Starfleet Warlord will be fine. Everything is handled. Actually, where was it? I found the one sheet. That was just a contract, an actual written contract. Because for a while there, we didn't have a written contract. We had an oral agreement, but we needed it to actually be put on paper, which is always a good thing. So then he's for him and for me. So
yeah, especially when a state get involved.
Yep. Exactly. The thing is, Steve Colt
doesn't have a graying hobby.
You're definitely a graying hobby. And I, Lord knows, I'm probably patient zero is. I was gonna say, would like someone else to take over ADP, and that I'll just leave it there. Steve Cole, you know, said, "Okay, I need a judge." Originally, I thought, I volunteer and I'd be it. Was there any question? actually, there is. And Steve Cole just sent me an email tonight. Double check. Yeah, this evening. Just double checking the time and all that kind of thing. And he basically mentioned that he had three applications for the position. One which withdrew because he's better used for other things, i.e. he needs them for helping ADB produce product. And he definitely said, I would certainly be qualified. It would mean you could not play in events, which I understand that as a judge, I know I could not play in events and I would be fine. And he just gave me a little minor judge's stipend. And the money has nothing to do with it. I don't care about the money. I just want the tournaments to be continuing, and I want the tournaments to have a judge that will be there and be able to answer questions. Now, let's just flat out say what he told me, which I don't think is a big secret, because the other person, I'm sure, is going to get exactly the same thing that I got. The other person that he's considering for the judging position. Number one, of course, they have to set up a tree. That actually should be relatively easy to do. Knowing the people's strengths and so forth, how many raids they have been in and so forth. Also, ships, make sure that there's no civil wars to start out with, if it can be avoided, because it is possible, unlikely, but it is possible that you might be forced into having a civil war to start off with. You don't want to have that. You want to try to avoid that. Maybe if possibly for the first two rounds, but I don't think it might not be possible for the first two rounds.
If everybody wants to play the win ox, you're kind of hosed.
Right, exactly. There's the possibility that even on the first round, you might have no choice. If everyone decides to play the same ship for some strange, unforeseen reason, I doubt that will actually occur. But, there's a slim possibility that it can occur, and in this case, it will happen. That's number one. Number two, get players to commit to a schedule, i.e., say, okay, here's the schedule. You have 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to probably, I'm assuming we will keep the turnaround what we previously did, which is 3 weeks for the first round, 2 weeks for all subsequent rounds. And then then in the case of those players, push those players to keep the schedule, i.e. bug them, keep an eye on what's going on, make sure that you're in contact with them, make sure that they're part of any emails that go back and forth. Well, you try that as much as possible. And you definitely have to tell people, okay, remember to include me in emails so that I'm not going to go bug you. And I can do worse. I can get your attention real quick. Being the owner and runner of SFB Online, I can shut down your account as a kind of a way of getting your notice.
Right, continue.
I would not want to do that. I think that's an extreme measure. Heck, I might. I'll go into that later. Resolve, of course. The whole issue, which is adjudications. But as he said, resolve victory or loss when adjudication is unavoidable. That is sometimes unavoidable because both players run out of time and we go, okay, well, let's see what happened. Mm-hmm. And of course, being the judge, also you have to answer rules questions. And then if I have And then if there's an appeal going, we think you got that wrong, then appeal to Steve Cole, who will consult with Steve Petrick. And he just said, if you're interested, let me know and make your case. So I'm, as if I wasn't obvious before, but those of you who've been listening to this podcast, yes, I'm interested in being the judge. And I think I would make a good judge in some respects. Obviously, I do have my failings.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that, you know, I'm weak on, which is making sure, keep on people's backs, you know, bugging them and make sure they do things like
show
that,
up.
You know, and show up and actually get their games done. I will do my best. I can't say I'll be perfect in that category, but I know one thing that must happen is that, you know, the tournament must go on, as they say. So I will endeavor to do my best in that category. I'm being honest that's my, kind of a weak part of my resume. Obviously, one of my better parts of my resume is for those of you who don't know or know that I was a judge at Origins for at least 10 years, if not longer. I consider myself, I'm not sure if Steve Petrick would say this, but I was kind of Steve Petrick's second in command, you know, especially after Joe Butler died. Mm. That's what I'm saying. When Joe Butler was there, boom, he's the head guy. He was the head guy, and God bless his soul. You know, everyone was definitely saddened by his passing, because Joe was a great guy. He was absolutely a great guy. And I definitely, sorry, I missed the opportunity, because he lived actually relatively close to me. He lived down in Norristown.
Wow.
Yeah, so I could have gone, stopped by his house and played him, you know, which would have been kind of cool. Because, come on, when Joe was at Origins, Joe did not have time to play SFB. I'm sure he would love to, but he was focused on making sure the tournament was running, the tournaments, because there was more. There was the Gold Hat, there was the Patrol tournament,
but and then Saturday Patrol and all the other
right,
stuff. Yeah.
Exactly, which was always
great.
It's
a very, very time intensive thing.
Right, exactly, and that's where it was focused. After Joe passed away, I can't say that, you know, I stepped into Joe's shoes. I don't think anyone could, but I tried to be a helper for Steve Petrick in anything he needed. You know, I would be there to when he had money that we double check. You know, I'd be there to double check the count. You know, I would do my best to be a reliable judge at the tournaments, and you know, when I was available, you know, I wasn't always available, or you know. And I'd be there for adjudications. We have our triumvirate of judges to make an adjudication on games at Origin. So I am an experienced judge. So there, go back.
Okay.
Obviously, setting up the tree, I think I could do a good job there. Because of when it comes to setting up the tree, I know the players, so I think that will be a great help for me, and I feel like I can be impartial when it comes to who faces whom. Obviously, when it comes to get players to commit to a schedule, you know, the schedule is the schedule, you know, and encouraging people, especially in the first week, the first round, in that first week, make contact, and hopefully by the end of the first week, you have made arrangements to get together if you have not already gotten together to play your game.
This trivia question.
Yes.
Have you ever considered running that kind of tournament like a LAN party where everybody has to be there at the same time to start?
No. You know why?
And making it like an all-day thing.
Yeah, that's tough because depends upon where they are.
Yeah, I just wonder because, I mean, it's got a very play-by-email feel to it otherwise. Except that you do have to eventually get together with the other person.
Right, right, right. That's
kind of like in between play-by-email and a live sit-down.
Right, well, it's play-by-email in that you need to schedule a time via email. That's about all as close to that is. Yeah. Play-by-email is more of an asynchronous type game versus a live. Yeah, that's where things fall apart. But obviously the biggest issue with having, you know, an all-day event is where people are located. You got some people on the East Coast, some people on the West Coast, some people in Japan, some, I'm not, Jason in Australia has not played for a while. So, and then we had some people actually in Europe too. So those right. always have been a challenge. Actually I saw Majid Farsi. He actually signed up. He renewed his account. The problem is that he has not fixed his email address. I saw his email address being bounced. So that's a minor issue because I would love to contact him and go, Majid, you got to give me an updated email address because everything's bouncing. And I'm pretty sure he's got now an up-to-date account. But anyway.
Does he have a Facebook account? I mean.
Don't know. I mean.
Run him down on social media somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I if he did pay via PayPal, which I think he did, I should be able to look up his email address he used for PayPal.
Oh, yeah, you should. It'd be right on the receipt.
Right, exactly. And,
excuse me.
And I got to see if I can adjust this because currently I still have PayPal that it sends me your address, your street address. So I don't, and I really don't need to know that. I prefer not to have that. But I'm not sure
why. Well, how else can you run them down? How else can you run them down and say, hey, what the heck?
Of course, the question is, I've not seen any of these people's faces. There are some people I have, actually. Bill Scheller, Peter Bakia, Stephen McCann. That's interesting. Actually, I saw Moose the other night on SWB Online when I was testing certain things. But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand. So, you know, and obviously push people to keep a schedule. As I pointed out, that might be might have a struggle there, but I will endeavor to do my best. When it comes to that, obviously I can hopefully set up some electronic devices, you know, software, reminders, things like that, to go say, okay, hey, you need to check to see who is where, what's where, why, when, you know, where we are. I have experience when it comes to resolving victory/losses via adjudication. As I said, you know, I've done it many times at Origins when it was required to. Obviously, the one thing that's going to be a little different this time is that instead of having a triumvirate, you have three people where you can bounce ideas off of, I have to do it by myself. But I've been trying my best to continue to play and continue to understand the tactics and stratagems of the game so that I can better judge whether who would win, who would lose. And as I mentioned before, you know, when it comes to that, we all know, we know the format of what you want, you know, what you need to tell me. Mm-hmm. But in addition to
for those
that,
of you listening,
yeah,
for those of you listening, Paul will be at Gamers of Summer, and you can come play him there and beat him up there. at SFB so he can learn along those lines more.
I would appreciate that, and especially if it's non-Omegas. So, you know, because that's what, well, at the same time, that's what's being played. You know, some of the tactics that are an Omega would actually work when it comes to some of the alphas. But so I do have experience there with that. Also, the one thing that I have in my favor, I feel like, is that I am the developer and maintainer of SFB Online. I run the servers. Because actually, I had some time the other day to actually finally update the servers, which was for a lot of my websites, which was cool.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say it. If he has any qualms with making you a judge, he shouldn't.
No. I don't think he does. I understand what he's doing. He wants me to give my case and see if my case is as strong as the other person, because there might be qualities that person has and I don't. You know, but again,
are you actually competing for a position?
Well, that's a judge. That's my understanding. Because he said there's
business. If he's got like three people lined up to be a judge, he should just go, "Hey, you guys are three good warm bodies, and show a damn good reason for saying no." And it's just my opinion because it's such a niche thing.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
You know, it's not like you got 1,000 people lining up to do it.
Right. Oh, understood. Basically, there's those three. Now there's only two. One went through. But anyway, and Steve Cole himself said, "I'm certainly qualified. Not that I have to prove my qualifications." But he said, and I quote, "If you're interested, let me know and make your case."
Okay. Well, you made your case.
So, well,
I think you made your case.
Is he listening to
this podcast for you to make your case, or did you have to write it out?
I have to write it out. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be listening to my podcast just to listen to it. But as I was saying last.
Oh, in that case, fuck, we can talk about him all night long. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Okay, let me just finish up the last thing, which is obviously being the runner of SFB Online and the developer of the client itself and maintainer of that code, so it's working. I have certain insights into the client, and if there are some issues that are some data that normally is not available to a normal player. In theory, at the moment, I can't think of any under the sun, because it should be all there. Obviously, there are certain things that can't be at the moment, which is if the players decide to chat in Discord, either somebody has to record that, or they have to make sure that at the very least, if they're going to do that, they have to make sure they record any of the activities that they're doing must be recorded in the log. Because if you don't have it in the log, there's no record of it. No judge, me or otherwise, can actually do a judgment on that. So,
as the saying goes, the logs show nothing. That was a common trope in EVE Online for GMs and devs when people would complain about something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go look at the logs. And they'd say, oh, yeah, okay, we looked. The logs show nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, understood. I got to look that up again.
Yeah, I think you can keep it kind of short and concise. I mean, you have the experience of being a judge from Origins for a decade, and you've got the ability to be in the spot and place where the judge thing is needed for a specific ongoing thing. And you basically run the platform that a judge would be needed for.
Right. So I know.
So you're kind of right there in the right space and the right time. And, right. you know, you should be saying, yeah, okay, after you make me a judge, who can I help pick my assistant? There you go.
Yeah, because I there's definitely, as I said, to my knowledge, there's nothing that the any other player can't get information about. But if there are certain things that need to be done, for example, one of those things that might need to be done is that the ownership of the ships need to be given to like the judge.
Okay. Let me shorten this for you. You are the right guy in the right place in the right time.
Right.
With the right capability to make the judgment call that will be needed with the knowledge of the rules and the right access that nobody else has because you run the platform itself that a judge would be needed for. And you could actually have extra judges helping you, with the caveat being that, yeah, they can't necessarily go in and get files that you can get as the system developer. So you just kind of need to split those two things off.
Right, right.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think you're almost maybe overqualified. But I don't think there's really such a thing. You know, I think your only big weakness here is the overthinking part. So.
You mean when it comes to my playstyle?
Oh, did I say that part out loud? No, I did not. But if the shoe fits, that's irrelevant to what you're trying to get to here. Yes, you do overthink on the playstyle sometimes. But, you know, that's just from like talking with you about matches over the years.
Right.
Very much so in that respect. But I think you're overthinking the case you have to make. Like you're going into like the weeds of details on running the site and pulling the data and this and that and the other. And the shortest version of that is, you know, you're the developer and owner of the site. You can do things other people can't. If you need to do them as part of the being a judge thing.
Right.
You know, but that part's almost irrelevant to the core part of being able to make the judgment call through knowing all the rules and reading the situation. So, and listening to what the players have to say. That's mainly it. And you know, beyond that, you're just the right guy with the right access for the extra stuff is just gravy on top.
Right. Understood. But yeah.
And for the record, you can have the job. I don't want to be a judge or an assistant judge.
But why not? You can have so much fun.
So moving on. I've listened to you herding the cats. So, yeah, enjoy. I have my own cats to herd at the moment.
Understood. Fortunately, at the moment, I had no kitties with me tonight. Which is...
Aww.
My guess at the moment, the reason why I have no kitties, I have no local zinnies hanging around and trying to climb on top of me, is probably because right before we started, like 10 minutes before we started, I actually gave them a treat. So they're fed.
Oh, so they don't need you. They don't need you now.
Yep. They just need sleep. Okay. I got my treat. I can't, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to take a nap over here. That's like, cool. And that's including the two little kittens that we have. So, they're very cute. The one, he wanted to come upstairs and he made it up to like 8 stairs. This one, he has an issue where he doesn't have really that much strength in his back back legs because of he had he has like DTH because the distemper. He got distemper, and and so he has that issue. And he's figuring out how to climb the steps, which actually makes me believe I might actually have to get an additional pad. Because currently I have hardwood steps, which I love. And originally when we bought the house, it had the these strips of carpeting on each step, which I love, which I, again, I love that look. We had the fire, and they asked, what do you want to do? And I went, do exactly what we had before. And the one thing that I'm thinking about I might have to do is if I can get another strip. There you are, Boomy. He's over there. So that because there's that that last top step, there is nothing for him to grab onto. So I'm wondering if to help him climb the steps, if I could do that. Now the problem is is still going down the steps. He saw a possible problem that he might start falling down the steps. As a kitten, I'm concerned. As a full-grown cat, I'm less concerned. Because I think with a full-grown cat, I think you have more better possibility of being able to grab the carpeting and make sure he doesn't fall too far.
Did you think about building them a little a track on the side going straight down with carpet that they could use?
Yeah, that is one possibility. I see that.
When I got Omaha as a kitten, I had to put the her litter box up like two shelf layers so the dog wouldn't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I built her a ramp to go up to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I'm sure you appreciate a nice that.
It was a nice kitten obstacle that she could get up pretty easily.
Right.
But the dog couldn't use it.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
of the way it was set.
And the thing is, cats like being up high.
So and I think you might have remembered seeing that when you visited my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
If you went down in the basement,
mm.
It was on that shelf at the bottom of the steps.
Right.
And I built the track from partway up the steps, the like ramp up to that shelf, so she could use that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the dog, there's no way the dog was going to get on that. And even if he could get on it, he wouldn't be able to manage it with his size.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Against the wall. So.
Understood.
Yeah, you could do something like that cat pretty easily.
I'll think about that. Actually, that's one thing I can talk
about. Because for a kitten, it doesn't have to be huge. It could be like 3 or 4 inches wide.
Right, exactly.
Even for a full-grown cat, something like that. You know, the only issue is making it so that you aren't going to trip on it.
Yeah, well, if it's on the side against the wall, I think we'd be fine.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Sounds like a project.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be all one piece. It could be multiple chunks that go together.
Right.
Wow. Kind of thing is kind of right up my alley a little bit. Mm-hmm. But so at any rate, we digressed.
Yes, we do digress. Talking about the local zinnies.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know. So I have to submit that to Steve Cole, just, you know, telling him, okay, basically, why do I want to do it? It comes down to it. You know, that's what I think it really comes down to when it comes to make a case.
I haven't had enough stress in life. Because anger fuels me. It helps. It helps me. It gives me a purpose to move, to keep moving on and not go to the other side. It anchors me. What? Am I giving you the wrong reasons?
Yes, I think you're giving the wrong reasons. You're giving me the reasons to live versus reasons to become a judge.
Yeah, at least initially. Yeah. Or the reasons to stay being a judge. There you go. There's also the whole, and it helps keep the thing going.
Yeah. True.
And
yeah.
By the way, you need a judge right there, and I run the thing, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it seems like a kind of match made in heaven kind of thing.
It's pretty much it's a hand in glove fit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You may
exactly.
Thank yourself later because I take no credit for any of this.
Right. Well,
enjoy.
I guess that's also, I thought, like, just give it to me. You know, there's only one person that actually won't be willing to come and judge. I didn't know there actually were other people.
As far as I'm concerned, it's like you should say, not only should you make me a judge, you should make these other people judges because I want underlings.
I want the feeling of power.
And I can help them fill in their knowledge of being judges over the years. Because they got to start somewhere, for God's sake. Just saying.
True.
You tell them no today, they might never come back. Oh, wait, did I say that part out loud?
Yeah, understood.
Make sure they know that they are, like, you know, one step down the pecking order. You'll be okay.
Right. It's Eva 99. Says multiple judges for redundancy and load balancing, which is, I agree, it would be good. It'd be good to have a, at the very least, to have a backup judge in the case of, let's say that I'm going on vacation, you know, need someone to see if they can pick up, where I'm not available. So I'll definitely, of course, as pointed out by Steve Cole, the biggest issue always is that means that if I had a backup judge, that player also could not actually play in the game. Even if they were knocked out, they couldn't have been in the tournament to begin with.
That tournament. Yeah, right, gotcha.
Because of we have the whole problem of when it comes to adjudications, that they have to do adjudication, and for example, just per chance, it's the person who knocked them out. You know, even if it's clearly that they
got it. Yeah.
That their opponent would lose, their previous opponent would lose.
Oh, for the love of God!
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I'm.
We're back to overthinking, but yes.
Not to a certain degree, I'm overthinking, but I think even the hint of impropriety can
cause issues to be avoided.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Even if there was none intended, I understand that.
But on the other hand, the pond you're in is small.
Right. That
the number of fish is kind of small.
Right. Well, I understand that. And that's why, you know, Steve Cole doesn't want the judges, even the primary judge, you know, assuming that I can get a backup judge, to be playing in the tournament.
What you could do is you could have people who are simply, they are judges that are approved judges, but they're not necessarily the judge for that tournament.
Right.
You know, they could be a judge that runs a separate tournament. Not that I see you guys having that huge call of needing that right now, but.
Understood.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yep.
Yeah. This ain't Origins where you got 300 players showing up.
Agreed. Agreed. It kind of just reminds me of just looking at something real quick. Because, we got some definitely new players here. I was looking at the payments lately and the people. Well, there's Majid right there. Looks like it's through his business account.
Congrats.
And we got these people that I have no clue who these people are. Like Zachary Klein. Just never.
I've heard that name before.
You might have. I
That
haven't.
name sounds familiar. But then again, maybe not. I don't know.
Right, understood. I've heard of Chad. The one is Chad Carew, which actually I know him. At least I'm familiar with him before. I've heard his name before. Hasn't been around for a while, but I think he looks like one of his people came back.
Okie dokie. So, was that the main part of your the gist of the topic? You think
Yes.
we've beaten it to death?
Yeah, I think we've covered it fully, yes.
So we got about 10 weeks to gamers. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Well, I'm not sure I had time today. And as I mentioned to you, I know I mentioned to you last week that I was planning to head back there just to make sure that they actually it got posted and I actually could send I could post and actually a picture of them it actually being posted. I did not have a chance to do that today. The biggest issue I currently have with them is that they don't open up until 3 o'clock. Which
Okay.
normally would be fine for most days, but today it's one of the few because it was Juneteenth, and that's a federal holiday, so my work basically, well, the office is closed in the U.S. So I was doing other things, and of course I could have easily stopped by there. I passed by that place at least 3 or 4 times today, but the problem is I passed by that place before 3 o'clock. And then after 3 o'clock, I had to get things all together and so forth for supper and all that kind of thing. Get everything ready. So I wasn't able to stop by.
Yeah. I like the saying goes, timing is everything.
Yep. Amen. Oof. Yeah. And logistics is always a pain. Anyhow, so yeah, and yeah, I know. I still have to get
You
you.
can also still send me a schedule. I mean, in about 6 or 7 days, I'll have hopefully a little less restricted internet access, and I can like update the schedule.
Well, definitely you should. At the very, very worst case scenario.
Oh, about 4 days, actually,
Yeah.
depending on other domestic stuff, how that goes the next few days. But
Understood.
that's not a thing for here.
Yeah, and my internet device renews in 8 days.
Yeah. Well, the and the
And the one device that seemed to hog a lot of the
the
bandwidth
other one's
is now
here.
blocked, so that shouldn't be a
Yeah.
present problem.
Yeah, the other one's here. They renew on the 23rd, so of the month usually.
Understood.
So, yeah. You thinking of coming down anytime in the near future?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I have to look. Definitely not. I'm not. The earliest possible would be this weekend, and I have to check on that because I know Saturday I'm gonna be kind of busy. Sunday, hopefully, I can get together with Justin. I'm gonna see if he's
I'm
available.
in no rush. I mean, I'm in no rush. It's
Oh,
okay.
understood. Understood. But definitely after that, I wouldn't be available for another 3 weeks. Because of
So
I'm gone.
if you don't make it this weekend, you're not coming down for like 3 weeks, you
Yeah.
think?
Yeah. Because
Okay.
that's this weekend, or the weekend after this weekend is the weekend I'm gone. I'm going camping. up up north in look like Coloma County.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds cooler also. Actually, I checked the temperature today, which is a little farther up, is Tioga County. And that's Mansfield, because that's where my youngest went to college. Temperature midday was 77 degrees. Much better.
Hey, it was only like 90 here.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best of thing.
90, 91. I can't.
Exactly. So
if it wasn't for that feeling, if it wasn't for that impending feeling of death, it would be okay. I'm just enjoying the free sauna time while it lasts. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So. But yeah. So, and the weekend after that is the 4th of July party. So July, that Saturday, I'm gone. Because my family gets together on July 5th, you know, for the July party, so we're gonna be able to get together then. So I'm not sure if I would be available that Sunday. I'd have to check, but I figure the weekend after that would be my first weekend that I would be available. Because then my son wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have to worry about having one less adult around here when my son's here. So, when my youngest and my wife headed down to Florida, that went fine. But I brought him home for the weekend. We had a good time. We went out, I forget what we did for supper Friday night. But on Saturday, we went to the movies. We went to see Thunderbolt. Thunderbolts. I think Thunderbolts, which was the new Marvel movie. And him and I, we had a good time there. We got food there. So, we overall had a good time at the movies. And he was actually great when I had to go to my Franciscans and he was there. So he was patient and so forth. He was good. It was really good. Good. What? Hey, cat? No. No, no, no.
Aha, they found you.
Yeah, I've got at least two of them here. The one of the little ones. Yes, you. Nope. I thought I could pick them up. Obviously, I was wrong. Right. Lucas, are they playing? That's the one tabby. It's laying right there on that chair. I got it. Zuki, what are you doing? That's another one. That's our gray tabby. Actually, that's one of the new interesting things about one of the latest kittens is that the long hair. So that's going to be a challenge. And one thing that my youngest said, we got to get them adjusted to water. Well, I've yet to see them try yet. So, whatever. Doesn't matter. it's a sidetrack in the life, But, it's nice to have the kittens around. Of course, I went from having three cats to five cats, so.
Yeah.
I have two little kittens. They're okay at the moment. But when they're cats. That's
crazy. Crazy Catman starter kit there.
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing my wife's like, look at the kitten, look at the kitten, look at the kitten on her phone. And it's like, my love, no, we don't need another kitten. Remember, kittens become cats. Little bit of cute little kitty become big cat.
Yeah.
Small, big. You know, that's how life works.
Well, yes, it is a cute kitten. It'll stay that way as a cute kitten forever on your phone.
That is true.
Where it can stay.
That is true. And
if we get another cat, yes, it will probably be a kitten when we get it. But I have absolutely no desire to do that with this cat while she's kicking.
Oh, I've never tried to do that with a solitary kitten, solitary cat, because the biggest issue I would think the solitary cat is that they're used to being head of the household. It's all their territory. And cats can be very territorial. So.
Oh, yes, they can. I told you the stories of when we got Kitty back and we had the two cats for a while. It was a constant battle zone. They did not get along.
Yeah.
So that lasted for about 6 months before Kitty had her kitty stroke and passed away.
So. Yeah. Wasn't surprised that that's probably part of the stroke was just the constant struggles with the other cat.
Well, but it didn't take very long before we separated them, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Kitty was the top cat as far as all that shit went.
Understood.
But, yeah, it was also that she was old and she was an alley cat and she was starting to have issues before we got her back, so.
Right.
You know, health issues. That was basically it. That being an alley cat for a little bit of time before I got her the first time around, I think had a lot to do with it, so. But she still lived a pretty decent long life for a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and the average lifetime of a cat is like 15 years.
Yeah. And she wasn't that far off of that. Maybe a few years younger, but.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was an alley cat, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly. Yeah. Easy on the lifespan there. Anyhow, I think I'm going to close it up there instead of starting up a new topic since I don't have that much time left. We'll definitely come up with another topic next week, of course, as we always do, somehow. So anyway, Doug, it's been wonderful to have you around.
Yay, thank you. Hopefully I'll be able to be on next week.
Amen.
See how the domesticy stuff goes in the next day or two.
Understood. Well, you take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on again.
You're welcome. Okay. So, had a nice little laying out of my resume, I guess, is the best way you can call it. Obviously, one of my biggest benefits, I would think, as having me as a judge, is I run SFB Online, and if there's any shortcomings that are missing that could help judging, I to be better able to recognize those by firsthand experience. Obviously, you know, that comes back around from many weeks ago when I discussed the same possibility on the podcast, which is there anything that can be done in the client itself to help with those judging duties. You know, now it seems like there's not much there. Obviously, as I mentioned, when it comes to adjudications tonight, the big issue that is there is basically players have the need to make sure they log everything. You know, that's so that when the adjudication comes, that we can then know what happened. Because if you just doing these actions, we don't know what actually happened. You know? So, anyhow, with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.